Schomburg.
Hey, what's up, Laura?
Hey, Cameron. Not
How
much. Kind of quiet for the moment.
Ah, so I caught you at a good time.
Yep. I don't need another bracelet. Don't know. Colin says he doesn't need another bracelet. He wants that one that's 200 carats or whatever.
You got it.
45 carats.
You'll
I hope
have
you feel
it tomorrow.
You don't even want to pay the postage on that puppy. Lord.
Oh, that's something, isn't it?
Oh, but Collins has got a guy coming today to look at the one he does have. So. Oh,
okay, perfect.
So maybe we will see it. Yeah, he don't want to go smaller, so.
Yeah, okay.
I will let him see that one. That's
okay.
A good thing.
That is a good thing.
Man, I hope you do sell that big one. That's got to be cool.
That'd be fantastic. We have a big one like that, and then we have a got a necklace, too, that's $200,000. It's an 85-carat in platinum. That's a pretty
wow.
good one, too. Yeah, we bring that one to Vegas every year.
Ooh. And let people and there's people out there who could buy that thing. You know they could.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's just a matter of showing it to the right person at the right time.
Okay, we got people in this town that could buy it, but they won't.
Yeah,
so if they buy something like that, they're buying it. They're coming to New York and buying it.
Yeah, which, you know, people think you go to New York and you're going to get a good deal. It's not the case.
They always think that. Yeah, and I've had people say, well, I bought it in the Diamond District. I thought, my God,
yep.
I wouldn't trust those people in there. Are you kidding me?
Yep, and you got ripped off.
With the eye with the long curls on the side? Man, you got sucker pie, you know.
You know, it does not pay to go down to the Diamond District, because I know those guys. They sell to us, like the they can come to me and they can sell hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not $1 million, to my boss. You think they care about your $20,000 deal you're trying to? No, they don't. And I'm not trying to discount the $20,000. It's a lot of money, but not to them.
No, not to them.
Not to them.
No, that's just a little extra money in their pocket because they
So you don't think that little extra money, they're giving you a heck of a deal. No, they're going to make it really worth their while.
I told someone, I said, if it sounds too good to be true,
there you
then
go.
It was.
Yep.
You get what you pay for.
You get what you pay for. I say that all the time.
Yeah, that was one of my husband's work for AT&T, one of the guys he worked with, and bought his wife a ring for me. And it was a pretty color. I'm sure the diamond came from y'all several years ago. And what she was so tickled about was that another telephone guy, his wife had a ring, and it was a little bit bigger than this woman's. But every time she saw this woman's ring, she said, why does yours sparkle so much more than mine? But it had hers had a better color. It had, and that made him feel so good that he felt like he didn't get ripped off like the other one did.
Yep.
It's like somebody bought in a bracelet that's wearing out 10 bracelets. They probably bought it, I don't know, a department store or something.
Right.
But you wouldn't know if it could be fixed. Well, the whole thing's coming apart. Every 10, I said, well, you know,
can it be fixed? $1,000
$1,000 repair for gravel.
No.
These stones are basically gravel, so they're so bad.
It's just not worth it.
It is so bad. I thought, it could, but I said, I would just scrap it for the gold myself and call it a day.
Yep.
And that's it.
And that's it.
They don't listen. They don't like you when you say that.
No, I know.
But she ain't gonna like the price of that repair either, so. That's all we can do.
Especially with gold price and everything else.
Yep, I know. Aren't you loving it?
Yeah, it's great. Great.
And did it affect? I mean, I hadn't seen diamonds jump that much when they put
the tariffs and stuff. They haven't really gone up an exorbitant amount. But I will tell you this:
when it changed, because most of them are cut in India.
You know what I saw though? You know what I saw? Not so much a price, but I absolutely have seen the availability go down.
What?
The availability of diamonds in certain sizes and qualities. and even shapes.
Well, I would think somebody who's holding on to stuff is doing it on purpose.
Yeah, to create an uptick.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's probably it. That we will see, because they need to.
Yeah.
And there's still people buying labs, but, you know, it's mostly the younger kids, because those girls want to wear, you know, a $30,000 looking ring, but they
right.
can't afford to spend $30,000, so.
Yeah.
That's the take on that one. But, and some people don't care.
No, and you know, if that's the case, you know, and you don't care, fine, no problem, but, you know.
I just wanted to know.
Exactly.
Don't come in here and tell me this bracelet is praised for less, because it could be less by the time you make the door.
Right.
We're honest.
Yep.
I tell them.
That's what you need to do.
That's the good salesperson in me.
Yep. No, you're right, though, 100%. You know, you tell them, you inform them.
You young girl
that way
you
day. make an educated decision.
Yeah. I told a girl that her mother came in the other day, and her mother said she wants a gold watch. But then she's like, well, I don't want to spend over $600. I said, then you're not getting a gold watch. You don't get a gold plated watch if you're not getting a gold watch.
Yeah.
Anyway, she kept describing it, and I showed her one of Bel Air's books. I said, this old lady watch, that's what you want, an old lady watch. It has an expandable band and everything. She said, yeah. And I thought, why? This girl's like 20-something years old. I said, you know this has a stretch band? She said, oh, I don't want that. And I'm like, well, okay, let's move on.
Right.
She ended up with a diamond bracelet instead, better.
Oh, okay.
Better.
Yep.
And she did spend more than $500. Of course, she can't have them for $500 either.
Nope.
That's it. I'll give you out some of that big one. Collins will try to sell this one.
Would love that for both of us.
Another.
Sounds good. I'll be here until 6:30 today and tomorrow. If you need anything, just let me know.
Bummer. But okay.
Bummer. Well, that's all right. I'm here Saturday, too, so you can really put me to work if you need something.
Us, too. We'll be here at 4 on Saturday.
Good. Good. Maybe we can make some sales here this weekend.
I hope so, man. I hope so.
Thank you, Laura.
All right. Good to talk to you, Cameron.
Likewise. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.